Hello and welcome to the Stories Geek Girl podcast. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about some Star Wars. So before we get into the Bad Batch, there was some Star Wars news this week. Actually, a lot of it was like today, so that was wild. but I think the biggest one, was the Acolyte trailer. Did you watch it?
I need to.
Okay. We shall podcast another time about the Acolyte trailer.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I actually asked your dad to podcast, and he's like, yeah, it'd have to be late at night. And I was like, oh, that works for me. And then nothing, so. Oh. Maybe I'll ask him again. I'm off Sunday, so maybe. Her. I'll have to bother him. Very good times. Yeah, Acolyte trailer was awesome. It was not the same one that we saw at Celebration, which was interesting, but still very cool. It was most of the same stuff. It was just like, there were some differences. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that show. It's gonna be amazing. Uh-huh. But, today they revealed the Celebration Japan 2025 key art. I think I've said before, I don't think I'm making it to Celebration Japan.
Damn.
It'd be really
cool. So, how horrible of you.
Listen, I would love to. But Japan, you see, is very far. And when things are very far, they cost lots of monies. So, but I mostly just want to talk about this because the key art for it is like, so awesome. Did you see it? I put a link on the notes. The key art is sick.
Hold on. I gotta look it up.
There's a link on the notes.
Oh, we're fancy. Hold on. Sorry. that's really pretty.
It's gorgeous.
Reminds me of the Star Wars stories.
Oh, Visions?
Visions.
Yeah, it says it's inspired by the black ink painting style as Sumi-e. Mm-hmm. It's got some cherry blossoms, TIE Fighters, Darth Vader's there, all sorts of stuff. It's so pretty.
Purple cherry blossoms.
Yeah. Well, they're dark side cherry blossoms, so they have to be purple.
Heard.
It's very pretty. There's a mountain. Mm-hmm. Some really good stuff. So, like I said, I don't think I'll be at Celebration Japan. I would love to. I don't think I'll be making it, sadly. But I just wanted to shout out the art, because it's gorgeous. It's so gorgeous.
I will very much not be able to get to Japan. Unless my dad is suddenly like, hey, surprise, surprise. But I haven't gotten that call yet, so I don't think so.
Well, the tickets aren't on sale yet, so you never know.
True.
But the other Star Wars news was that, so we already knew for the 25th anniversary they were re-releasing Phantom Menace in theaters, which is awesome. I've actually seen Phantom Menace in theaters before. It was like years and years ago when I was a kid, and they were like, we're gonna re-release all the movies one at a time, and then they did Phantom Menace, and then that they didn't do anymore.
So mine was the 3D one.
Yeah, I think mine was 3D too, but I don't remember. But they're re-releasing not only Phantom Menace, which Phantom Menace will have a little, like, exclusive look as the Acolyte, sort of like how the Rogue One re-release was with Andor. So that's awesome. AMC A-list means I'm going to see it in theaters so many times. But nice. On May 4th, the big news today was on May 4th specifically, they're doing a marathon in theaters of all 9 episodic films in chronological order. It's awesome. The only Star Wars movies I haven't seen in a theater are Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what May 4th is going to look like for me, but I really, really, am excited. About that, because yay. I went to a marathon of the originals a little while back, and that was really cool. So this will be fun with all 9. But yeah, that is like the whole thing. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
That's
dedication.
Wait, will they have Rebels movie?
No, just the episode, the chronological or the episodic movies. So episode one, episode two, episode three. No, sadly not Rebels movie.
But...
yeah, no, just the episodic ones.
Mm-hmm. Still good.
Mm-hmm. Someday they'll do Rebels again. Someday.
I need to get back in costume. I have not even started on that. It's a long process. And my dad's like, you'll fit in your old clothes, right? And I'm like, no, Dad. College has changed me in many different ways. I got a little taller, got a little bigger, sometimes a little skinnier. It depends on the day.
That's so funny.
But,
May 4th. Check if theaters near you. I don't know what if it's like didn't say like, oh, it's only in like AMC theaters or anything like that. So I don't know if it's like all theaters or like what theaters are doing it. But check if a local theater near you is doing Star Wars All Day on May 4th.
Have we talked to obviously we have talked about our favorite movie. But what is our current favorite movie?
Of Star Wars?
The what they're gonna release, yes.
Oh, what the of the nine?
See.
I think it's still A New Hope for me. I just like a classic. I'm always like, I was talking about this with a friend recently where I was like, I just always like the beginnings of things. Like, you know, like for a lot of TV shows, usually like not always, but usually like a lot of times the first season is like my favorite. And a lot of like in a movie series, the first one's my favorite. So A New Hope is just a nice, just a classic beginning. Every single scene's iconic. You know, I would think I have to go with A New Hope.
It's good to watch it, especially after everything.
Right. Like, well, I rewatched it more recently after Kenobi, and I was like, whoa, this is a different movie.
Yeah. I think mine is also still like Return of the Jedi. I don't know, I like it. And not just because of Ewoks and stuff. I just, like, how much Luke has matured is what I like. And as much as I still think I feel like I still don't understand Darth Vader. And I know, like, there definitely was a gradual process of him coming back to help, you know, like, coming back, technically. My brain is like, how did you just switch up so fast? But I like that, and I think it's cool. I was just curious if it was still the same.
But my favorite movie overall, still Rogue One.
Yes.
And you know what? After Andor Season 2 comes out, I can't wait to rewatch that bad boy.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. You have no idea how many times in these recent shows, I'm like, kill that guy. And the show's like, no, love and friendship. I'm like, no, Andor, kill him.
I just think, like, I'm, like, excited for Andor Season 2, like, for being Andor Season 2. And I'm also, like, Rogue One already hit so good, and it's going to hit so good after Andor Season 2. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I like it when Star Wars makes me excited to watch other Star Wars again. You know, like with the Bad Batch, I'm really excited for the Bad Batch to end, because then I 100% want to rewatch the clone episodes of Rebels and see like how my perspective on them has changed, you know, stuff like that.
Have you watched, you watched Book of Life, right?
Oh, is that the movie you showed me?
I think so.
With Diego Luna?
He's
the skeleton guy or something? Yeah,
Okay. I'm just saying, if you want more Diego Luna... he's in Maya and the Three, which is a prequel show to Book of Life, and it's the ancestors of Manolo and Maria.
Oh, okay.
And it is super cute. And Manolo plays his ancestor, and Maria plays her ancestor, and it's really cool. And every time I see Diego Luna in a movie, I'm like, oh, it's him. It's my boy. Okay. What's next? Yes. Is it Bad Batch time?
Yes, now it is Bad Batch time.
Bad Batch.
Spoiler free, what were your thoughts on this episode?
It was good, if I could see anything. I just need a... I need to not watch it in the daytime, but I'm always too tired on Wednesdays after work. Like yesterday, I was going to go to my parents' house and watch it. And then like after I got home from work, I texted my dad. I was like, I cannot. And that's all I said. And then I like passed out. I woke up at 9.
Oh gosh.
And I was like, hey dad, so I have to go to bed now to get ready for work. Good night. But very good episode. I like seeing characters return. That's always cool. Especially really, really loved characters. I like seeing your reposts and your TikToks about them. Especially because I didn't watch it yet, but I was like, what is happening? And I was like, oh, I see. So I loved it. And I always love how far and how much they're willing to put up with and want to, like, do anything they can to protect Omega. I think it's really sweet and really heartwarming just seeing, like, the things that they would do for her. Very cute. And I don't know. I like seeing stuff like that a lot. Makes me sad. Like, sad in a happy way, you know?
It makes sad me happy. Sad in a happy way.
Yes. Smad.
Smad.
Sappy. Sappy, yeah.
Sappy, that's the word.
Yes. It's cute. What about you?
Yeah, I also really love this episode. I like also seeing characters return. But I really enjoyed the dynamic between the returning character and Hunter and Wrecker and stuff. It was really fun. I also really like the bits with Crosshair and Omega, and their relationship has been such like a shining star throughout this whole season. Yes. And I totally love it, and this episode was really good for both of them, and especially for Crosshair. And Fee was in it for a little bit.
Yeah,
I love her. Love Fee.
Which I just realized how her name is spelled, so now I'm like, oh yeah, it's Fee. Because again, there's a character in Skyward Sword, like a Legend of Zelda game, and her name is also Fee, but like it's also like, is it Fee? Is it Fi? Like, because it's literally F-I, but hers is P-H-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
No, those were my spoiler-free thoughts.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Sorry. My student loan website is down.
Uh-oh.
On the day I pay my student loans every day. So, unfortunate. I will have to check again tomorrow. Anyway, Bad Batch.
Student loans, fix this now.
Yes.
Shout out to student loans.
Shout out for real. oh gosh. This is gonna be all over the place. I really like the swamp planet. I think swamps are just fun because they're like weird and gross, and so
it's
really
very
cool.
It was very Florida.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It was. It's okay. I've been there.
I haven't been in the swampy parts of Florida, so I can't really say. But yeah, it was. You know, you had the space.
Swamp.
The space crocodiles, and everything just looked like gross and dingy. I don't know why. I don't know, when you're in a video game, it's like, we're going into the swamp. It's like, ooh, the swamp. Mm-hmm. I love a good swamp, so. It was fun, especially because I feel like swamps are sometimes underutilized in Star Wars. Like, you have, like, Dagobah, obviously, but, like, we really do a lot of other swamps. Yeah, it's a swamp.
I say Dagobah.
I think he says Dagobah. Hold on.
I'm just curious. Jordan says it's fine, so it's okay.
Hey. Now I gotta know.
I thought
if
it
I'm
was
saying it wrong. Tagle. Now I think you're saying it
you're
right.
not saying it wrong. It's Star Wars.
That's true. We got Han and Han, Leia and Leia.
The Daggers. I was just curious. I was like, oh, okay. Right. It's like Twi'lek. Twi'lek.
Yeah, except Twi'lek sounds except better. Twi'lek is wrong.
What?
It's Twi'lek.
Yeah.
Twi'lek sounds strange.
That's what my dad says. So you're offending my dad right now. Hey.
Hey. I'll square up. Just kidding. Oh. You kicked my butt.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. No, it's Twi'lek.
Yeah. Twi'lek sounds fancy, though.
Twi'lek sounds strange. Oh, this guy says Dagobah. Dictionary Prime.
He does Star Wars, too?
Apparently.
Dagobah.
Pronunciation, Dagobah. Guys. I think you're right. I think it's Dagobah. I was wrong.
You're not wrong. I was just curious.
No, I was wrong.
No. Just curious.
To Dig. But I feel like Yoda says... That is not Dagobah. Okay. I will look into this more. Because, see, when you look up Dagobah, like, it's hard to find, like, a clip of someone saying Dagobah. Dagobah, Dagobah. Interesting, interesting. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, there aren't that many swamps in Star Wars. That was my point. You know, like, we have some of the, you know, they go to the swamps sometimes, but, you know, considering
Isn't
how many,
Isn't Hutta
like,
a swamp, too?
Yeah, yeah, no, Hutta, Dagobah, but, you know, it's, I don't
it's
know.
A very pretty, pretty swamp.
Yes. Like
it's like also like red.
Yeah, it's very dark and gross. That's what I like about it. Swamp okay. is kind of cool. Heard. You know?
Yeah.
Got monsters in them.
Literally crocodiles.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
And okay. also like the... So like they were helping Fennec. Like Fennec was like, I'll, you know, hook you up with someone who's... you know, knows more about this M count bounty stuff, but like, you guys have to help me with this job because I can't catch this guy by myself. And it's like a bug guy, who's kind of freaky. Not gonna lie.
Hey, he's like a little praying mantis. Well, he wasn't little, but he was like a giant praying mantis.
He was very big praying mantis.
Dude, it took like 6 different stun shots to hit this man.
I wonder if he had like a hard like exoskeleton kind of thing going on or something. I don't know. But he was like, you know, honestly, get this guy a show because he was giving Hunter, Wrecker, and Fennec all together a run for their money.
Yeah.
So like this guy had some main character energy in him. He was he was working. Good for him. I mean, you know, eventually he got downed, but
yeah. Well, crazy. It's fine.
He was like spitting in their faces and like knocking them around. He was scary. I would not want to fight one of these bug people.
Dude, they could eat your head off. Well, yeah, they totally just eat their head off.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know how it's like bugs are like in comparison to the size of their body, they're like super strong. Like that's what this guy was, but he was normal human size.
Yeah. Didn't like that.
Yeah, he was scary. Yeah, but that's cool. Fennec was great. She called them broke and that was funny.
Yeah, that's what I saw on TikTok all the time. I was like, what is that? Why is she calling them broke?
I mean, bro is not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was like, damn, okay. Capitalist much, but alright.
Hey, she's a bounty hunter. That's her whole thing. It's making money. Like, you know, if bounty hunters were in real life, they'd be on, like, TikTok doing the, like, crypto stuff, and they'd be like... True. You know, like, any Star Wars bounty hunter would be, like, top of pyramid scheme in our world.
True.
Or, like, maybe mid-tier. Actually, some of them.
That's fair. Yeah, that was interesting. It was such a, like, it wasn't even just, like, being mean. It was just, like, such a natural comeback to her. It was kind of funny. But she is right. But yeah, that just, she's kind of, I don't want to say she's mean. I mean, she's just, you know, being her, a bounty hunter, especially with these people that, like, are mean to her, technically, because she tried to kidnap Omega, even though it was, like, not for a bad reason.
Yeah, I mean,
and
they
let Omega go anyway.
So, yeah, like, well, it was interesting when she was, like, I guess they thought she'd be safer with you. Guess they were wrong. She's just really, yeah, like, throwing all the shade.
For real.
She's so, like, Fennec, I love her. She's so good. We need more Fennec Shand in our life.
You're right. Yeah. You are correct.
yeah. But she was great. And then at the end, she talks that, like, mysterious voice. I think it is 100% Asajj Ventress. And you can quote
That's
me on
crazy.
That if I'm wrong. You can quote
that
me on that.
That would be insane if that was Asajj Ventress.
Right? It's her. It's gotta be. You know? Well, and it's funny, too, because I, you know, when I was like, oh my god, she's talking Ventress, I was like, man, how cool would it be if that wasn't in the trailer and we didn't know that? You know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's true.
But, I mean, I'm still excited. But,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't there a show that you didn't watch the trailer to? I'm trying to, or like a movie you didn't watch the trailer? I can't remember.
I think.
I thought you did something like that one time.
Well, I know, like, with the movies, because they always did the TV spots, and I tried to avoid, like, every single TV spot, because I felt like they revealed too much. Like, Rise of Skywalker, like, I always watch the big trailer, like, the first trailer, but I usually avoid, like, as we get closer to the movie and they do more and more, like, TV spots and stuff, I try to avoid, because I'm like, I don't want to know. You guys, like, reveal everything.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Fair.
I don't think there's any Star Wars. I don't think there's anything where I didn't watch any trailers though. I've always watched at least one trailer. Most things you can't avoid it.
Yeah. Okay. I thought there was something, but I guess maybe it was probably just that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I think she's definitely talking to Ventress, which means Ventress soon.
I swear, it's gonna be, like, someone completely
what, yeah, what if it's
different.
Not Ventress?
I'm not gonna be mad.
Ventress isn't even
like,
in
why?
The show. They just, like, yeah. made that and just, like, put in the trailer, and then Ventress doesn't even show up. No, but someone had a really good theory on Twitter. I want to see if I can go through my likes and find who it was, because I want to credit them. But they said, what if Ventress is taking... Because we know she's an awesome bounty hunter. She's, like, better than everyone else. So what if she's taking these M-count bounties... and tracking them down, and then taking them to the path with
to
Quinlan
Voss.
Right?
How good.
Let me see if I can find it. Who it was. It was Kit Fistflow on Twitter said it.
All right. Thank you, Kit Fistflow.
So, yeah. So, interesting idea.
That would be good.
And I'm curious to know if we'll see any of these M-Camp bounties. Like, we saw Gunji. Last season, could we see any more of those younglings, or just in general, like, other people who are being hunted for M-Count? You know, there's lots of options. Yo!
Huh?
They're not gonna do this. This is not gonna happen.
Okay.
But what if we see some, like, Kaloran Beck and Grogu action, you know?
I mean... Probably. I think they wouldn't put that in the trailer.
Yeah. No, I don't think they... I don't know if this would be in the show, but, like, what if they did? You know? Because, like, you know, Grogu was just, like... It was just, like, in a building. It's, like, a random building.
I mean, he's totally been with Voss.
Yeah.
That's, like I don't want to say it's confirmed, but, like, that's kind of confirmed, you know?
So, you know, like, something happened between Keller and Beck getting them off Coruscant and... What, 20-something years later? Something happened.
Mm-hmm. So they could. It is a possibility.
It is not impossible. Mm-hmm. See some Grogu, some Keller and Beck action. Some Quinlan Voss action.
That'd
yeah.
be so cool.
Ventress time.
My dad.
Which also does...
My dad would die.
Yeah.
Drops yeah. to the floor. Dead.
Which does put an interesting idea out there, though, of like... You know, if Ventress you know, is communicating with Voss and Jedi and working on this M-Count stuff, and she clearly knows about Order 66, so she is probably going to have that, you know, averse reaction to clones that we saw with, like, Gunji, or even, like, in Rebels with Kanan, you know? So it's, like, we could kind of glean from the trailer that she might have been fighting the Batch, or at least antagonistic towards them. Or hostile, I think is a better word, hostile towards them.
You think
them.
Maybe, like, she wants to take first. Omega to be safe, but they don't want to let her go?
Well, that too. I'm just thinking also, like, they find her, like, before they even get to explain or talk, and she's like, oh, crap, clones. Let's kill them, you know? Mm-hmm. And they better be able to talk her down fast, because...
She's fast.
Because it's meant to. So that'd be, like, crazy if the show ends. It's just Ventress kills them over misunderstanding. It's like, whoops. Sorry, guys. Show over.
Omega's crying.
That'd be terrible. Yeah. Hey, Omega would probably be able to talk her down, though. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So Ventress soon, hopefully. Because Fennec talked to a mysterious figure. I think it's Ventress.
I think it... The whole, like, kids in the early stages of I can fix him, like, kind of mindset is really interesting. Because, like, again, there's, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, sweet little innocent baby. Like, they just want to help and they want to fix everyone and blah, blah, blah. But then when you're a grown man or woman... And you still have that mindset. It's a little, but also, I like that it's Star Wars. People can change. Mm-hmm. It is not a... It's not impossible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, we know Cad Bane is going to be in the season also, because he's in the trailer, so I wonder if there's going to be another clash with Cad Bane. Because you know that guy's, you know, guy's up to something.
Was he in the last season? Am I gaslighting myself?
I don't think he's in season 2, no.
Was he in a season of Bad Batch?
Yeah, he was in season 1.
Okay.
Remember he fought Fennec and Hunter?
He literally fought Fennec. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
I was, like, trying to remember.
Yes.
My memory's very bad.
But he and Toto was back, too, which is awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know if he still has Toto. I hope so. Or maybe Toto's emancipated himself. Honestly, good for you, Toto. You need to get out of that. That's not a good situation for you.
Toxic.
That's a toxic work environment. I don't know if you have an HR department. Probably don't. But just really get out of there, Toto. I don't think it's healthy for your development.
Mm-hmm. Mentally or physically?
No. but yeah, we know Cad Bane is going to be in the season, so maybe Cad Bane's hunting M-Count. People, possibly Omega again.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be, or you know, he could help the Bad Batch in some way. I don't think they. I mean, Fennec said they're broke. I don't think they have enough money to get Cad Bane to help them. It's really, you know, you gotta kind of respect Cad Bane. He does have a consistent moral code, and it's whatever gets him more money. And you gotta respect him for that. You know.
Yeah.
I don't agree, but, like, at least you're consistent.
True. True, true, true. I liked seeing Fennec again. I love Fennec. So, mm-hmm. like, that like,
I love
Fennec content is great.
Yes, and I love getting to see her ship in action a little bit, too. Because she, like, barely got to use it, because she just hung out with Boba all the time on his ship. So it's nice to see her get to fly her ship around.
Independence.
Yes. Because she has a really cool ship. I use it in Fortnite. It's a very cool ship.
I can't. I always... So, I know when my dad has... Because we have the same account, and I have it on my computer. He has it on, I think, PS5 over at home. And I like logging into Fortnite. And, like, I know he played last night. Because I'm some kind of Star Wars character. And I'm like, okay. But then, and then I change it. Because, like, I'm like, okay. Dad can have all the Star Wars characters. I'm going to be my Leon Kennedy. Or I'm going to be my whatever cute outfit I got. And I always forget to change out the ship. And I have my headset pretty loud because I'm trying to listen to both like some friends or like music and Fortnite. And then I'm like, okay, time to get in. And it's just like, phew, like just ship, any single ship.
No, every time I use like a TIE fighter, my friend's like, oh my God, Zoe, we can hear your glider like across the map. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. It's so silly, but I think it's funny.
See, I have all my stuff on presets because I like it when everything matches, like the back bling and the glider and the harvesting tool. So I just go between all my presets.
Yeah,
and I want to go back because I used to have all my presets randomized, but then they desynchronized wraps and cosmetic stuff, like the other cosmetics. And I don't understand because I don't want to randomize my presets anymore because I want my wraps to match my presets. Mm-hmm. Just put the wraps back. I don't care about the emotes. They can stay separate. Just put the wraps back with the other cosmetics.
Yes.
They don't need their own section. Yeah.
Hurt.
It's fine though. I'm super normal about it.
Yeah, he's just not crazy.
Mm-mm.
Not going psycho. It's okay.
No. Not at all.
Just a small indie game company.
Yes, I have like all my Star Wars, and I have like some Marvel and DC, and I have like Adam Eve and like random stuff, and then I have like the pug skin, cause it's Freddy.
Yes.
And then I like the Greek mythology ones. I've been using Aphrodite. So
nice.
My friends are like, "What? Zoe's not using a Star Wars or Marvel skin?" Okay. She pink.
Yeah, I like Leon Kennedy. That's my go-to. And then Chris got Raiden from Metal Gear. So now I am Snake, and we duo, and we kill someone, and then we, I don't care, I'm in the pretty girl era, Snake and Raiden.
Me and my friends, we did Turtle Squads.
You guys were horrifying. And when that was all going on, I was horrified of Turtle Squads.
Dude, Turtle Squads are scary. We weren't. Very scary, but in general, Turtle Squads are scary. Or we've done, my one friend has Omni-Man, so I'll be Adam Eve sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have to watch the new Invincible episode, because the last one was crazy. So I need to watch. Yeah, it was like so many people like died, dude. It was crazy. Yeah, it was scary. It's a good show. It's a good show.
I heard it's really good. I'm really bad about getting into new shows. What am I watching? Literally nothing. I finished Blue Eyed Samurai in like 2 days.
I'm still watching Psych.
What's that?
It's a show. It's a comedy show from like years ago, like a while ago. And it's about a guy who has a job as a psychic detective, but he's not really psychic. He just, like, notices a lot of details and is really good at reasoning. But he just, like, tells everyone he's psychic. It's like a whole thing. It's a good show. It's really funny. It's a good time. And they hide a pineapple in every episode somewhere.
I have not been watching shows. I've been either trying to play every single Silent Hill game, or, which is a problem, because my dad was like, I bought like a Final Fantasy like cloud plushie, and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute, yes, beautiful, and I called my dad and I told him, I was like, yeah, we should go to the store because it has Mega Man stuff, and he was like, when have you ever liked Final Fantasy? And I was like, I'm sorry? And he was like, yeah, you've never played a Final Fantasy game. And I was like, okay, what about all of the times that you sat me down and made me watch you play Final Fantasy? What about all the Kingdom Hearts cutscenes and all this? That's not Final Fantasy. But like, I know the entirety of semi-recent Final Fantasy games because of their cutscenes. he was like, yeah, but you haven't played a game.
Oh my gosh.
You have to play a game. And I was like, Dad, don't say this, because you did this with Silent Hill, and look, I've already beaten 3 Silent Hill games. And he was like, you won't play. You know, you like have them, but you don't play Final Fantasy. So now I'm playing Crisis Core. And that's been my whole consumption right now. And I've not even been playing the main story. I've been leveling up so that way when I get to the main story, I can just kill everything.
I see.
But anyway, that's not Star Wars. But shout out to my dad, the freaking gatekeeper of everything.
Hey,
but
listen,
Star Wars.
Listen, sometimes you don't have a PlayStation, but you want to know the story of PlayStation games. So you just watch playthroughs.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to buy the whole PlayStation. But you still like the story. You still know the story. You just didn't play it.
Or games are just too expensive now.
Period.
They're just too expensive. Nintendo games used to be $60. Now they're $70 to $80. What is that? Why inflation? Why, Nintendo? Tell me why.
So true.
Yes, anyway.
yes, Star Wars. So yeah, this episode is called Bad Territory. It was very good. I liked it. We got some Fennec. Oh, we didn't even talk at all about the Crosshair and Omega stuff. That was amazing.
Yeah,
so AZ looks at Crosshair's hand for him, and he's kind of figures out, like, there's not really too much of a physical thing. It's more of a psychological thing. Crosshair's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Well.
But so Omega shows him meditation, which he learned from Gunji, and it was really cute. Crosshair's like, what is this?
I loved when she. This. So, my mom's gonna hate me for this, but this relationship reminds me of me and my mom a lot. I'm not sunshine and rainbows like Omega, but it's to the point where, like, I understand Crosshair. I understand my mom, you know? To the point where I'm like, Mom, like, she, like, she'll, I just, it's there, you know? I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's just, I don't know, a mother-daughter bonding relationship thing. But it just, with how, like, sometimes, I'm not saying my mom's negative all the time, but, like, sometimes. But, like, I'm like, Mom, we have to go to this event. You need to go so you can be nice and say hi to everyone and be friendly. You'll like it when you get there. She's like, no, I won't. I'm like, you'll like it when you get there. I promise. It's okay. And then we get there, and she's like, okay, that was pretty fun. And I was like, that's insane. That's crazy. She's like, okay, I want to go home now. I'm like, I know. Your home is ready. The bed is made. Everything is ready for you. Or if I cook something, I'm like, she's like, I don't like that stuff. And I'm like, I know. That's why I made a separate thing for you. Perfect. So I think their relationship is so cute. Specifically with that whole, like, I have an idea. He's like, I'm not gonna like it. She's like, you don't like anything. He's like, that's true. That is the cutest thing ever. And I like that he gives it a thought. Like, with the meditation, like, it's not like he's like, no, this is stupid, and, like, gets up and walks away. He, like, sees her do it, and is like, okay. Fine. And he does it. And it was so heartwarming. And the sun and how they showed it. It was just picture perfect. Beautiful. Couldn't have been done better.
Yeah, it was, their relationship was so, I love, like, the shot with, like, her, like, taking his hand and everything. It was all very sweet.
Yeah. I think it's better that she did it with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if she was like, yeah, just do it, I don't think he would want to, or that's when he would get frustrated at it. But I think the fact that she, like, was like, hey, no, like, I'll do it with you. Look, see? I think that helped, and I love that. I love it. Huh. So sweet.
Yes. Oh, I really like the moments early in the episode where... they're like, oh, like, it's Fee. And Crosshair's like, who's Fee? And she goes, she's a liberator of ancient wonders. And he just gives her this look. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And she goes, she's a pirate. He still doesn't care.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
Cool. He's like, whatever. But, yeah. Very good episode. I'm really excited to see how things go forward with Crosshair and his hand and with Omega and with, you know, this whole M Count bounty thing. Mm-hmm. And so our next episode is called Harbinger. The Harbinger.
Harbinger. Oh, the
Which, that's a scary word. What's that? So it's like, I'm trying to think of like a good
Explain example. It to me, baby style.
Well, so have you ever heard like the Harbinger of Destruction? It's like someone who brings something bad. So it's like, you know, like in Minecraft, like when you get, you like do the Illager thing. And then you have the bad omen on you. You go to a village. You're the harbinger of the bad omen. And you cause the raid. Explain to me in Minecraft terms.
Yeah. Explain to me in Fortnite terms.
Okay. So, you know when you're, like, being followed? Oh. No.
Yes.
You're being followed by a
have
squad.
Have you noticed that?
And you run back to reunite with your squad. You're the harbinger of the fight. That's not
have
really
you
good
noticed
example,
but... that people on Fortnite have been, like, following more often?
That's just me. I follow. I don't let you go. If I see you, you're not getting away from me till you die. Or till I die. Usually till I die.
I hate it. I can't stand it. I get so mad. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Nah, I'm a chaser. I'm coming for you. I'm the, like... Like, we'll be playing, like, me and my friends, and I'll like, hear gunshots, like, halfway across the map, and I'm gone. I just, like...
I do that. I just... the other part, I'm just like, why are you chasing me? Anyway. How dare you? That's rude.
It's funny, though.
Jail.
Counterpoint. It's funny.
Jail.
Fair. Fortnite jail.
Fortnite jail.
Yeah, that was Bad Batch. That was Star Wars. Lots of good stuff. I'll have to bother your dad about podcasting on Sunday. About the Acolyte. Or you can just watch the Acolyte trailer and we can podcast on Sunday.
I'll watch it today. I need to.
It's very good.
Because my dad is now like, can you podcast about it? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Soon. Whenever I watch it.
Watch. Yeah, that was Bad Batch. So lots of exciting Star Wars things happening. We have the Harbinger next week. Maybe we got some ventures going on. Who knows? But really exciting. Exciting stuff. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. If you want to find Star Wars Geek Girl, go to StarWarsGeekGirl.com for stuff. I write a lot. I write things. They're on there. There's a poll. There's quizzes. All sorts of things. And you can follow us on Twitter. It's at SWGeekGirl. On Instagram, also at SWGeekGirl, I think. And Facebook is Star Wars Geek Girl. For me personally, I'm on Twitter. It's at Zoeika. And on Instagram and TikTok, it's Spectre_5. 5 written out, not the number.
See, for the Rogue Rebels, got therogue rebels.com, Instagram, TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page, the Rogue Rebels, Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam.
Thank you so much for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.